first spring games. I think Splits, NJC, Norplat, not a bad night for the girls.
Yeah, no, I thought we played three sets no matter what, so we went 4-for-6, and you know, overall, we had 5 returners playing. I was actually telling Coach Tracer, I said, I like to bring just my returners and use very limited sophomores because this is really their time to be starting to prepare, and what do we need to work on with them as a team and also individually. And the 5 that we brought that are returning did a lot of great things, a lot of small things that we need to work on, but the things that we've been working on in preseason, they came in and they did really well.
Not for sure in the past. Is it a little different this year with this group in spring ball than it been past years?
Yes and no. This year I do feel as if we have a transfer that came in, so she's never played with us before. So this is good that, you know, that she gets to play with not just her team and see how that feels, but also with coaches. You never know. A coach is a completely different coach during the game and during practice. But this year, it was really fun. We have a small group. We have 9 girls in preseason this spring, and they all were here. And, you know, if they weren't playing, they were cheering each other on. And so, good time.
Tough to scrimmage sometime with just 9, isn't it?
Yes, there isn't a lot of scrimmaging happening in our gym. It's a lot of 6-on-3 and you know, but in the long run, spring season for me is about making a better individual athlete, and that's exactly what we've been doing, working on techniques and just small things that we can carry on over, that they can carry on over to the incoming freshmen. So they got to learn it, and they also have to teach and lead the freshmen.
So I take it now, really, for the next couple of weeks, you don't have any matches until you have your kind of your alumni games coming up later in about a month or so. Is that right?
Yep. So we usually go to UNK, and this year we're not going to go there, but we're just going to, you know, limit. At UNK, it's 5 games, and we just don't have the bodies to do that. So we're just going to work a lot on skills and the individual things, and then we finish our season by playing. Mm-hmm. And I like doing the McCook men's game because that's how we finish, because we're done. May 1st, we're done, so it's kind of fun to finish with that.
In the meantime, it's just you're keep on doing the same schedule pretty much up until those matches come around, right?
Yeah, a little bit. So actually, we'll start throwing in more athleticism. So we'll start doing some more swim workouts, weight workouts. We'll probably increase those, and then practice will be longer. Since basketball season is over, we don't have to share the gym space is a little bit more available. So our practices will be a little bit longer, so we can start working on that stamina, because you want the best athlete before they go home for the summer when it comes to returners. So then they just continue to perfect themselves those 2 months that they're gone.
Keeping tabs with your incoming freshmen coming in. You communicate a lot with those girls?
Yeah, we try actually to communicate with them every week. So we have a group, and everything's usually group-based messaging. But some of them, they're excited. They're, you know, when does housing come out? And, we, you know, we just finished roommates and stuff. So, I mean, they'll be here before they know it. They'll actually be in McCook the end of May. Most of them will be, so.
Got a busy weekend coming up. The Graff Event Center is going to be hopping with the youth kids, right?
Yes. So nothing like coming here and then turning around and playing more volleyball. So yeah, youth, a great tournament. We ended up the 12U is a really big bracket. There's 10 teams coming in for that. And then we have 16 and 18s on Sunday. That'll be great volleyball. Each one of those have 5 teams in it. So I think that'll be good volleyball from all different places. They're not all just from the local areas. We got some Kansas teams, some Colorado teams, and it should be some good volleyball.